Welcome back to the playground right here on Sports Talk 1050, WTK The Ticket. Matt Misler, you can follow him where?
Social media.
Okay, and what would that be? On the Facebook, what is your?
At the Miz on Air.
At the Miz on Air on Twitter.
Basically everything.
Alex has is new to the playground, but he has a Twitter as well.
Hit him up with it.
Right.
What's your Twitter name?
So you can follow me on Twitter. It's at Alex J. Mercurio. That's my last name, M-E-R-C-U-R-I-O.
You'll have to listen to the podcast to get that spelled down.
You tell me that your first name isn't Intern and your last name isn't Alex?
My last name is Alex and my first name is Intern.
Okay.
And my middle name, I don't have one. It's just an initial.
It's just Intern.
It's just Intern and then blank. Just a little bit of silence for like 3 seconds.
Right. All right, so let's talk about this Michigan Wolverine team. Yes, it seems like 8-4. We all thought they should have done better. Points per game, they're getting scoring 25.8. It's good for 84th out of 130. You know there's going to be 130 teams next year as well, Miz?
Wow.
There is.
Yes. One team's leaving, one team's coming. Can you name them?
Isn't Liberty coming?
Boom. Who's leaving?
I don't know who's leaving. Who is it?
I think it's Idaho.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Going
Idaho
back to
is
FCS.
Leaving. Yeah.
I thought it was Florida State.
Well, they're still looking. They don't know where they're going.
They don't know where they're going.
The champions of the FCS.
Yeah.
So Jim Harbaugh's your coach. Did you know that?
I did know that.
All right. And what about this passing game? Obviously, O'Korn's leading the team right now with 956 yards. Will he play?
No.
Alex, do you think O'Korn will play whatsoever?
No, as long as there's no injuries. Knock down wood.
Yeah,
no.
let's hope for the no injuries bug here.
Second in passing is Wilton Spate with 581 yards. We know he won't be playing. Where will he end up, Alex?
He will be ending up at Louisiana Tech.
All right.
You heard it here first.
All right, Miz, do you have a Wilton Spate prediction?
I think he's going back home. I think he's going to end up finishing his collegiate career in his home state of Virginia, and I think Bronco Mendenhall is going to recruit him and bring him into the Cavaliers.
All right, and then our third in passing is with 486 yards, 37 for 64, not in all one game. That is Brandon Peters. He has 4 touchdowns. Will he double that up tomorrow? Miz?
I don't think he doubles it up, but I think he gets half of his total touchdowns with from the season, the very short season that he played. I think he gets at least 2 touchdowns tomorrow.
Through the air? Or through one the air. On the foot?
Through the air.
Any on the feet?
I don't think so. I think they're going to want to try to keep him as contained as possible. So the only time you'll see him escape the pocket, you know, will be so that he prevents the intentional grounding penalty.
All right. Who's your quarterback to start next year? Who will be, if Shea's accepted and is allowed to play, will Shea beat out Brandon next year? Early prediction.
I don't know. I don't want to say yes. I don't want to say no because this is it's all battle. If Shea Patterson basically outwins the spot over Brandon Peters, then yeah, it'll be Shea Patterson. But that's the thing. That's what's great about coming here to Michigan is that it is mayorocracy is what people keep saying. It's the win your job.
All right, Sam Webb. What about you, Alex? What do you think?
I'm gonna say no because I think that coming into next year, and I do hope that Patterson's eligible. You know, there's nothing wrong with some more competition. But no, I'm going to go with no because I think that, Peter's going to have a little more time in the system here, and I don't think Harbaugh's going to change his system to, conform to the way that Patterson plays. So Patterson's going to have a lot to learn. He's not going to be playing the same style of ball that he was playing when he was at Ole Miss. And I think Peters, with his experience, and hopefully if he finishes out the bowl game nice too, he'll have a little bit of an edge going into spring camp. So we'll see what happens. Again, like Miz said, we can't be too sure of it right now. There's still a lot that has to go into this. Injuries, more guys coming in, more competition, all that kind of stuff. But if I had to make a wild guess, if it had to be determined right now, I'd go with no.
All right. Rushing game. Mr. Higdon is only 71 yards away from 1,000 this year. He also has 11 touchdowns as well as plus the receiving. He has 120 yards on 7 receptions. How many yards does he go for tomorrow? Caron Higdon. Alex, I'll let you go first, since your name starts with an A.
Right. Thank you, Jay-Z. Appreciate it. I'm going to go with he goes for 112 tomorrow.
112.
And 2 touchdowns.
Right. And 2 TDs.
Yeah. A couple big plays kind of boost those numbers, but, there's nothing wrong with those big plays.
All right, Miz, your thoughts?
I think he's got he'll go over the 2-century mark in total yards. I think he'll hit at least .125 on the ground. He'll get himself a couple TDs as well. And I think he'll at least get himself 75 through the air, maybe get himself be one of the receptions that leads to an air touchdown that I mentioned earlier.
So how many touchdowns? Two?
I'm going to say he gets three touchdowns altogether, two on the ground, one through the air.
All right, I think he gets to 175 on the ground. I don't care about, in the air. I'm saying he might, but more likely I think it's...
Well, you just asked how many yards, so I just
know,
want to be...
I know, no, that's why I'm asking him is two TDs for Higdon. All right. Chris Evans, 661 yards so far this season. He does have six touchdowns. Also one touchdown through 14 receptions and 146 yards. Chris Evans, what do you guys think he's going to do tomorrow? Is he going to get to the 100-yard mark or 200 or is it just going to be his ball game? What do you guys think?
Or 300 or 400, yeah, whatever 500, who really knows? I'm going to say he hits 83 yards and a touchdown tomorrow on the ground. Through the air, he'll add, not with 30. Won't get a touchdown, but we'll add 30 through the air.
Mizzle?
I think he'll hit the century mark. I don't think he'll get a touchdown per se, but he'll definitely be that. I think he'll actually be that X factor for the Michigan offense tomorrow. Considering a lot of people may see a lot of Caron Higdon, maybe you see a little Chris Evans, Caron Higdon, split set in the backfield. Maybe kind of one of those things where you've got, the how it usually is, where you got your quarterback right under center and you got two backs behind him in a split set. I think you possibly see that, and I think Chris Evans is that X factor, but I don't think he gets a touchdown in the game, but he does hit that century mark tomorrow against South Carolina.
All right, yeah. For Evans, I don't think he's going to get 100 yards. I'm more around that 83. I'm going to say 82 just so I can be below Alex. Wow. I do believe he'll get two TDs, one through the air and one on the ground. Split that in half. All right, Ty Isaac, he has the lower body injury but is expected to play at some point. What are you guys' thoughts on Ty Isaac?
This is kind of a wild card because it feels like, whenever you think Ty Isaac's either not going to play or he's not going to get that many carries, he surprisingly has a good game. And then when you think, oh, look out for Ty Isaac this week, he doesn't do too much. So, I don't know how Harbaugh determines how many carries the guy gets, how healthy he is, all that kind of stuff. But I'm going to go with he doesn't get too many carries tomorrow. Probably gets about 6 or 7. Say he gets 31 yards on the ground.
Yeah, I can agree with that statement. I think, Ty Isaac won't get that much play time. He might come in, just to give Caron or Chris, a little bit of a breather. But, I think Ty Isaac goes out there for his final game because I believe he is a senior this year, right?
Yeah, I think he's been there a long time.
Yeah, I think he's been there for about 20 years.
It's like the Wichita State guy from yesterday.
Yeah. but I think... I think Ty Isaac comes into the game. He has himself maybe a handful of carries just so that he can get on the – I think it's enough to get on the stat sheet so he goes out as a senior with a bowl win, and he goes out the way that I think he would want to go out in the maize and blue. So I'm going to just say a handful of carries.
All right. I'm going to say 2 carries, 10 yards. He'll get a touchdown. I don't think they'll use Quid Hill. I think it will be Ty Isaac, since he is a senior, I think Hill's going to pretty much, they're not going to use him, maybe in the passing game a little bit. All right, Kareem Walker, your last running back to talk about. What do you think about him? What is he going to do tomorrow, you guys?
As much as I like Kareem Walker, I still feel like he's going to be, next year's going to hold that bigger role for him. I'd like to see him get some carries in this one, but unless this one starts to get out of hand, I'm going to say 2 carries for 5 yards tomorrow.
Yeah, unless Michigan blows South Carolina out, going into the fourth quarter, I think Kareem Walker is probably just holding the helmet waiting to get the call.
So no carries whatsoever.
I don't think he's going to get a carry. Like I said, the only way that he would is if it turns into like the Michigan-Florida game a couple years back where it's just a complete and utter blowout.
It could be.
I wouldn't put it past anyone. I like Michigan in this one, and I'll give a score prediction later when we do it.
Yeah, I'm looking maybe 56 points, you're thinking, right?
56,
most points in a bowl game so far?
I mean, why not?
Kareem Walker, I have him for five carries. I think it's going to be in that third, fourth quarter. It's going to be late, and they're just going to give him the ball every once in a while. I think he only gets really 8 yards. No TD for him.
No.
All right, so is there anybody else? Obviously, Wilton Spate. What do you got for him?
I think Wilton Spate, I don't think he plays a snap
Boom.
In the game.
Boom, that's all we need. Brandon Peters on foot. He's got 12 carries for -25 yards because of those sacks. Will he score a touchdown? Does not have one on his feet this year.
Not on the ground.
No, Alex?
Nope, not on the ground. Through the air, yes, but we'll get to that in a minute.
Yep. So obviously, let's talk about receiving. Right now, leading the team is Sean McKeon. 29 receptions, 285 yards, 3 touchdowns. After that, Grant Perry, 25 for 307, has 1 touchdown. Gentry, 15 for 182, or 276, sorry, and 2 touchdowns. And then Crawford with 12 for 182 and 1 touchdown. So what do you guys think? Who's going to catch the most touchdowns out of that group?
I'm going to go with Gentry. Gentry's going to catch one tomorrow, and then I'll say that Crawford gets another one.
All right, Miz.
I'm going to go with it's taken him all year to get it, but I think this will be the year the game that DPJ gets his first touchdown, receiving touchdown, I should say, for the Maize and Blue.
All right. Do you have any other touchdowns?
Only other one that I kind of go back to, I think Caron Higdon would get the other one. I think Brandon Peters has got 2 touchdowns coming his way. So Higdon and DPJ are my predictions for touchdown receptions tomorrow.
All right. I like that. I like that about Higdon. Still hasn't had one in the air yet. Peoples Jones, 16 receptions for 219, 13.7 yards. But as you said, no touchdowns as of yet. Yeah, I'll go with McKeon with getting his 4th touchdown tomorrow. I'll go ahead and say that. And then I'll also go with Gentry getting one as well. Obviously, these teams kind of pair off with each other. Tariq Black, we know he's not going to play. Why would you when you're more likely going to get that extra year for him?
Yeah, you're better off just letting him take that red shirt and have him come back next year and get himself ready for Notre Dame.
Yeah, and it looks like Eubanks more like questionable for the game. Nico Collins as well, questionable, but more likely both will suit up. If they're needed, who knows? We won't really look at too much about that. Obviously, how many points does Michigan need to score to win this game? Not how many you think they're going to score. How many they need to just be done is to say, hey, we winning. And you got to say at the end, we winning.
We winning. I think for Michigan to win, I think they'll only need 17.
All right. Alex.
For Michigan to win, I'll say they'll only need at least 21.
All right.
21?
Right. 21?
I'm going to say, and then you got to say what?
We winning.
We winning. Yeah, right. Michigan's going to be winning this game. All right, we'll look at the defensive side of the ball. Plus, we also have winners and losers of 2017, which I'll tell Alex during the break what that's all about. You're listening to Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The Ticket.